From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're happy that you have joined us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In just a few minutes, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues his series in the book of Joshua. The text is chapter 18, verses 2 through 6. In verse 3, Joshua asked the children of Israel a question that seems especially appropriate for Christians in this final week of the year. How long are ye slack to go to possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers hath given you? Believers may well ask themselves, Am I living in the fullness of all that Christ has purchased for me by his death on the cross? Those who are unsaved are faced with the same question. How long will you put off laying hold of Christ's saving grace? Joshua counseled his people to draw lots for the remaining portions of the land, and then to survey the land in preparation for possessing it. First of all, Dr. Cairns will seek to analyze the problem, presenting the reasons for God's people failing to make the progress they should be making in the Christian life. In the latter part of the message, he will offer scriptural solutions to this problem. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring the introduction to a message entitled, An Ancient Answer to a Timeless Problem. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from Morning by Morning, taken from the writings of C.H. Spurgeon.
This morning's text comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 45. The Last Adam. Jesus is the federal head of his elect. As in Adam, every heir of flesh and blood has a personal interest, because he is the covenant head and representative of the race as considered under the law of works. So, under the law of grace, every redeemed soul is one with the Lord from heaven, since he is the second Adam, the sponsor and substitute of the elect in the new covenant of love. The Apostle Paul declares that Levi was in the loins of Abraham when Melchizedek met him. It is a certain truth that the believer was in the loins of Jesus Christ, the Mediator, when in old eternity the covenant settlements of grace were decreed, ratified, and made sure forever. Thus, whatever Christ hath done, he hath wrought for the whole body of his church. We were crucified in him and buried with him. And to make it still more wonderful, we are risen with him and even ascended with him to the seats on high. It is thus that the church has fulfilled the law and is accepted in the Beloved. It is thus that she is regarded with complacency by the just Jehovah, for he views her in Jesus, and does not look upon her as separate from her covenant head. As the anointed Redeemer of Israel, Christ Jesus has nothing distinct from his church, but all that he has he holds for her. Adam's righteousness was ours so long as he maintained it, and his sin was ours the moment that he committed it. And in the same manner, all that the second Adam is or does is ours as well as his, seeing that he is our representative. Here is the foundation of the covenant of grace. This gracious system of representation and substitution, which moved Justin Martyr to cry out, O blessed change! O sweet permutation! This is the very groundwork of the gospel of our salvation, and is to be received with strong faith and rapturous joy.
Before the mirror of your word I stand, O Lord, in shame. For there I see my sinful self, my proud and foolish frame. Yet in the presence of my God, my state I shall not fear. like you I shall heavenly home, and gladly take my place. May I reflect the glorious light of your redeeming grace, of your redeeming grace. By you, O Lord, my thoughts are known by you, my heart is seen. Yet by your love and sacrifice, my soul has been made clean.
So now in gratitude I bow before my Father's face, adorned in robes of righteousness and garments of your grace.
May I reflect the glorious light of your redeeming grace and radiate the righteousness of your most holy faith.
Until I reach my heavenly home, and gladly take my place. May I reflect the glorious light of your redeeming grace, of your redeeming grace. May I reflect the glorious light of
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We continue to receive encouraging response to these broadcasts, and we want you to know that we're very grateful to those of you who take the time to contact us. Once again, we're happy to make available to you the quarterly LTBS magazine. The current issue includes a series of articles dealing with three pressing questions. Is the Bible really infallible? Did Christ really die as a substitute? And is hell really everlasting punishment? In addition, this issue contains a missionary focus on the island of Malta, as well as the testimony of a Christian woman who found that God's word brought her true comfort and strength as she dealt with the tragic loss of a beloved brother. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy this program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. If you are a regular listener to Let the Bible Speak and the programs have been used of the Lord in your life, perhaps you would be interested in how you can have a Free Presbyterian Church in your area. You may express your interest by contacting Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Our toll-free number is 866-877-5827. That's 866-877-5827. To learn more about the Christ-centered, biblically separated ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, please go to our website, www.fpcna.org. We would welcome your inquiries, and you may be assured of a prompt and courteous response.
Bible reading is Joshua chapter 18. We continue with the series of studies through the book of Joshua. Great thing about a book like Joshua is that some of the studies are deeply doctrinal and theological, and others are very much an application of those great doctrinal truths that are set forth in the book. We come today to what is a very searching application. In Joshua chapter 18, we'll read from verse 2 through verse 6. And there remained among the children of Israel seven tribes which had not yet received their inheritance. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, How long are ye slack to go to possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers hath given you? Give out from among you three men for each tribe, and I will send them, and they shall rise and go through the land, and describe it according to the inheritance of them. And they shall come again to me, and they shall divide it into seven parts. Judah shall abide in their coast on the south, and the house of Joseph shall abide in their coasts on the north. Ye shall therefore describe the land into seven parts, and bring the description hither to me, that I may cast lots for you here before the Lord our God. Amen. The Lord will add his own blessing to the reading of his word for his name's sake. Some 10 years after entering into the promised land, seven of the tribes of Canaan, of Israel, had not yet claimed their inheritance. You remember that 2.5 tribes had claimed an inheritance on the east of Jordan. 2.5 tribes had claimed their land on the west of Jordan. But the other seven tribes continued to sit still. Joshua realized that for many reasons, not least of them being that they were now occupying the lot that belonged to another tribe, they could not remain much longer where they were. He realized that they had to bestir themselves and go in and possess the land. And thus he challenged them and he instructed them. We have read today how that in verse 3 of our reading, he said or asked the question, how long are ye slack? That's a very telling question. It takes the lid off this whole situation, removes much of the mystery as to why they have not entered into their inheritance. How long are ye slack to go to possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers hath given you? He immediately told them what needed to be done. Selecting three men from every tribe, he sent them forth to survey the land, to go in and do a detailed survey, dividing the remainder of the land into seven portions. After that, they were to return to the tabernacle, and the high priest and Joshua would draw lots so that each tribe remaining of the seven would by the lot, which they recognized the Lord was controlling, would be given its appropriate portion of the inheritance. As I read this, I realized that Joshua's challenge to Israel is as pertinent today to the Israel of God as it was in his day. In fact, its pertinence goes beyond those who name the name of Christ. When you think of this text, how long are ye slack to go in to possess the land? You realize that's a question that may well be adapted to be put to many sinners who sit in the house of God week after week, who come and go from the place of the holy, who are here for the reading of the scripture and the singing of the hymns and the preaching of the gospel. But they remain outside of the land of God's salvation. We have people who come to church week after week. They've been born into a Christian home in many cases. They have been raised in a Christ-centered gospel-preaching church. They have been brought up in services where the Word of God has been expounded. The way of salvation has been set forth in all its pristine purity and biblical fullness, and yet they remain outside of Jesus Christ. And if you're among those people this morning, this is a searching question that I trust will come with power to your heart. How long are you slack to go in and lay hold of God's saving grace in Jesus Christ? Christ has made a full provision. Just as Joshua went in and conquered the land and made it available there to the whole people of God, so we can say our greater Joshua has, as we heard in the opening prayer, come down in human flesh. God manifested in the flesh. Why did he do that? I was reading the words of an old-time Church of England bishop just yesterday, Bishop Beveridge. And he said, for our salvation, two things were necessary: satisfaction and suffering. God could satisfy, but he could not suffer. Man could suffer, but he could not satisfy. Therefore, God's eternal Son came down, took into union with himself a true humanity, so that being God and man, he would be the perfect Savior and make a complete satisfaction and endure an ineffable suffering. Bless God today. Christ has for sin atonement made. Christ has died the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. Christ has suffered in the flesh in order to redeem us and save us from the sufferings of hell for all eternity. What a provision he has made. What an invitation he has given. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. What a word of truth he has enjoined upon us: repent and believe the gospel. And yet, many of you, having heard that word 1,000 times, nay, 10,000 times, are yet in your sin. You have seen others saved. As these tribes saw other tribes go in, you have sat in meetings where others have been savingly drawn to Christ. You've seen your friends converted. You've seen your parents converted, or perhaps your children converted. And you yourself sit outside of Christ. And the question that Joshua asked is certainly important to you. How long are you slack to enter into Christ? This should be the most important business of your life, outstripping anything else that you may be involved in, taking precedence over every human activity and every earthly relationship. This should be the all-important thing. How is it with my soul? Am I saved? If I'm not saved, why not? Christ is able to save to the uttermost them that come unto God by him. How long are you slack? I trust that you'll think of what you're missing. When you see people saved, their conscience cleansed from dead works by the precious blood of Christ, their souls redeemed and rightly related to God, justified freely by God's grace, they enjoy a perfect forgiveness. Their sins are gone forever. They're free to live in the joy of Christ. They're free to die in the comfort of the gospel. And they're free to go to heaven for all eternity. My, think of what you're missing. What is there out of Christ? Out of Christ there's sin, there's guilt, there's shame, there's alienation from God, there's the condemnation of the broken law, and there is the sentence of the eternal midnight and the outer darkness of a lost hell. Think of what you're missing. Then answer Joshua's question. How long are you slack? to enter into Christ. Waste no time in fleeing to the Savior. When the Scripture says, flee from the wrath to come, doesn't mean to wait until tomorrow, or until you're married, or until you're an old man. Those things may never come your way. Tomorrow is only eternity hidden from your view. Flee to the Lord Jesus Christ. There is a question here then that is pertinent for many unsaved people. But this question is obviously directed first and foremost to the saints of God, to God's own redeemed people. How long are ye slack to go in to possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers hath given you?
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.